We all should know these verses. Amen. If you've been in church very long at all. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you.
Thank you, Lord.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So it kind of says it in a little different way. So look at the next verse. First verse says to ask. Next verse says, for everyone that asketh.
Yeah.
He said, if you'll ask. Now, we're going to get into this as we go along. This isn't nonchalant here.
No.
But this really means getting down to business.
Holy, holy God.
Praise God. He said, for everyone that really gets down to business and asks God.
Jesus.
Amen. He that seeketh. He said, he that asketh, receiveth.
Yeah.
And he that seeketh, findeth. Amen. Once again, not just waltzing around seeking, but when that lady had lost that coin, she looked the house over for that coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever lost your keys? You ever lost something around the house you really needed? And you looked diligently. You tried your best to seek and find that thing you had lost.
Yes.
That's what this is talking about.
Holy.
Looking with seeking with everything in you. Praise the Lord. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Once again, knocketh. It's like that man that come knocking on that his neighbor's door in the middle of the night. Remember?
Yeah.
What do you want? I've already got the kids in the bed, he said.
Yeah.
He said, I'm tired. We're in the bed. What's going on? He said, I've got company. I need some bread.
Yeah.
Whew, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he said, go home. Leave me alone. And he kept on knocking.
Yep. Yeah,
praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Desperation is what I'm trying to talk about here.
Holy, yes. Holy, holy.
When you get desperate and you really knock and you really seek and you really ask, great God, I've got some kids, sometimes they really get serious about asking. Amen.
Yeah.
Can I? And you think you can talk them out of it. Great God, 5 minutes later, can I?
Yeah.
We ought to be like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, God.
All right, verse number 9. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? I don't think there's a dad in here or a mother in here. If their kid come to you and said, would you give me some bread, give me something to eat, you'd give him a stone. Amen. All right, let's get the rest of this. Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?
No.
If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts. We in the general sense, and I don't think this means we're all sinners, you know, in the sense that we're all evil sinners. But we do have Adam flesh on us.
Right.
Amen. And I preach sanctification. I believe you ought to be sanctified, but most of you, if you get out there at the red light and cut somebody off and they go to blowing a horn at you, you're gonna get a little aggravated. Praise God.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was. That two fellas got into it one time, and one smacked the one, hit the guy that was sanctified, you know. And the guy that was sanctified rode right back and knocked the other one down. Somebody said, I thought you were sanctified. He said, I thought I was too.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father,
yes,
which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Woo. Thank you for standing.
Holy God.
Tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. How do I get things from God? Amen. How do I get my prayers answered? You know, we got a lot of questions. How do I get to heaven? You know, we make things very, very complicated, you know. We make salvation a very complicated process. But the only way I know that a person can get saved is first realize they're lost, realize they need a Savior, realize that they've lived a life of sin, and all they got to do is cry out and say, Lord, would you forgive me? The Bible teaches us that God is gracious enough, amen, to forgive us of our sin.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm glad God is simple. Man makes things complicated, but God is simple. I must admit that he is God. I must admit ABCs. I must admit, I must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I must confess my sins. And if we'll do that, amen, the Holy Ghost convicting us, we can be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. So how do we get things from God? That's my I guess that's my gist here tonight. Amen. That's what I'd like to talk to us about. God is not just some slot machine, you know. A lot of people like to treat God like that. Oh, when I need something, I'll go to God. He's not a spare tire. Amen. Just go to Him when you need Him. Amen. But when you really get serious with God and you really know God on another level, amen. I like to let you know when you really seek God. He said, if you ask, amen. If you seek me, if you knock, if you get serious, He said, I'll be found of you.
Right.
You can ask anything. He said, he that asketh, receiveth. He that knocketh shall find. He that seeketh shall find. And he that knocketh, the door's going to open up.
Yeah.
Amen. If you get serious with God. Hallelujah. Jesus teaches us how to pray. Amen. And I'd like to let you know tonight, you cannot be a spiritual being if you don't have a prayer life.
Wow.
Amen. And that's not being mean. I'm not browbeating anybody. But you'll never be a spiritual Christian. You'll never be a spiritual being if you don't have a prayer life.
Right.
Woo, hallelujah. I don't have time to tell you 500 illustrations, but there's 1,000 illustrations on prayer. Anybody ever read about George Mueller?
Yeah.
Powerful man of God. I don't know how many hundreds of kids. His calling in life was to take orphans in, and he had an orphanage, and they fed hundreds of kids and took them kids in and taught them about the Lord, changed their life, fed them orphans, amen. And one time they came to old George Mueller, and they said, Brother Mueller, we're all out of bread, you know, we're all out of food. The kids, there's nothing left to feed them by this evening or tomorrow, whatever it was. And he didn't get on the phone call, Brother Tommy, and call the bank and say, could you loan us $1,000? We got to go to the grocery store to feed these couple hundred orphans. Amen. He didn't call up his pledge buddies and say, could you pledge us? He didn't call anybody up. They said, what are we going to do, Brother George? He said, we're going to go to prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost already coming up and down my spine. Amen. He went to prayer, Brother Al. And you know what he did? He got down on his knees and he began to pray to one that could do something about it. And he began to pray and he said, God, these are your kids. Amen. I'm just a man here preaching and teaching to them. I'm just a man here that's got a burden to try to help these kids. Amen. They say we don't got nothing to eat. Lord, would you do something about it? Praise God. It wasn't just a matter of time. An hour or two later, amen, up that old road coming down that camp, amen, with trucks coming with groceries on them. Hallelujah. But I tell you how it happened. A man that got a hold of God said, Lord, I'm willing to preach. I'm willing to teach these kids. We're really willing to cook the food. You just got to send it to us, God. Let me tell you something. When you get serious with God, He said, he that asketh shall receive. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, maybe one reason we ain't receiving, because we ain't asking. Amen. And we ain't getting serious about it. Praise God. Maybe one reason why we ain't finding Him. We ain't seeking Him. Amen. Really seriously getting a hold of God. Amen. Woo, glory to God. I'm going to try to slow down. I really want to try to teach a little bit tonight. Praise God. But when you really get serious, a woman named Frances, I come across this, it's touched me. Frances Haggerl, if I'm saying that right, amen. She wrote several hymns in the hymn book, amen. And she was a great woman, but she had a tendency, and I know none of us in here tonight ever did this, but she has a tendency sometime to lose her temper and just kind of fly off the handle and get upset about some things. And she got to praying one day, and the Lord spoke. She really got serious about it, amen. When you really get serious about something, you'll pray. I'm saying you're going to pray. I'll pray. Amen. She didn't just raise her hand, and most people wouldn't on a Thursday night. I said, pray for me, I got a bad temper, amen. Hallelujah. Pray for me, I got a bad temper, praise God. But no, she got serious about that, and she prayed about that, and she prayed about that, and she prayed about that, until she got a hold of God, amen. And the Lord began to speak to her, and God spoke to her the verse in the Old Testament, amen, as those Egyptians, amen, who's been pestering you, amen, great God, who's been on your Trella, and they've been lords over you. Remember the children of Israel, how the Egyptian had made them slaves. Amen. God spoke that verse and said, the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see them no more. Forever. He didn't just say you won't see them no more, but the Bible said you won't see them no more forever. Hallelujah. And that really touched her. And then she got to thanking God. Did you get rid of this temper problem? And her sister testified and said, I never seen my sister have another temper tantrum the rest of her life. Not only did she get rid of the temper, she got rid of it forever. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost to tell us tonight. When's the last time you got serious with God? When's the last time you got down to business and you asked God to do something? I feel the Holy Ghost to tell us in this house tonight, if you get serious with God, I feel like telling you, God will get serious with you. Amen. But you got to get serious.
Woo! Hey, God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Ask
you, Lord. There she
is. Ask and it shall be given you. Ask and seek and knocking. Amen. Deals with the attitude. Amen. Also with our actions. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to get serious with God. Amen. There's two key words here that means to ask. Amen. In the New Testament. Now, I'm not Greek, but I've got stuff. Look up, study here. I can't even say this. Erotio. Amen. Is a word in the Greek which means to ask. But it's when a king asks. And it refers to that verse over there when Jesus had prayed to the Father. Amen. It was a king asking for something. Hallelujah. But oh, I'd like to talk to us about Ahitio. Amen. Which means men asking something from God. Amen. A child. Amen. Asking something from a parent. Amen. Oh, a beggar asking for something. And I'm not being mean whatsoever, but I ain't never seen so many people got signs up, homeless and hungry, amen. I mean, they're right over here. You can't get off the interstate. You drive all over Huntington. People's got a sign up. I'm not being mean whatsoever, but you can't stand on the side of the road holding up a sign being arrogant, amen. That's what this means, amen. This means, God, I'm not arrogant. I don't have a puffed up chest, amen. I don't have a puffed up attitude of who I am. I need something, Lord. It's coming to God in humility. It's coming to God with purpose. It's coming to God with a need. Amen. Like a beggar holding a sign. God, would you help me? I don't feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. To tell us in this house, if you'd approach God like that, I believe he'd answer you. I believe he'd help you. I believe he'd touch you right here tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Bless you, God.
Jesus.
Woo! Lord.
Jesus is saying here. Have you ever, you know, I tell these kids a lot of times, you know, they go upstairs. Good thing I've got LED lights up here. We drove home the other night and the light was on. And I told these kids, when you go upstairs, turn off the lights. Does that mean that day?
Yeah.
Does that mean just that day? But that means every day you go up there and you come out of there, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Praise God. Our garage gets real hot, you know. That even the sun beats on the garage gets hot. And they open up that kitchen door that comes into the garage. And I don't know. And where I come from, they called it, are you raised in a barn? Amen. Praise God. They open that garage door and the heat will roll in the kitchen. Amen. And heat the house up. And I say, shut the door. Amen. That don't just mean shut the door today. But that means every time you go in the garage, shut the door. Hallelujah. Thank God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus said, ask. Amen. Seek. That don't just mean ask him one time. Keep on asking him. Thank God. Hey, amen. Ask him over and over and over until the answer comes. I feel the Holy Ghost. Man, oh man, I feel him from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I'm not just going to ask him one time. I'm going to get serious. I got the book of Paul Neely. Some of y'all may have it. I don't know. There is a little discrepancy on how many days that he spent up on Black Mountain.
Yeah.
14, 21, 20. I don't know how many days he was there. It's probably really not the important part. The important part is, Brother George, that Paul Neely's spirit began to yearn for more God. And he was tired of being same old, same old, same old. Amen. God beckoned with his heart to go to Black Mountain and pray. Amen. And this is what I do know is true. Paul Neely, he had this little pop-up tent on his back. Amen. Headed up in the Black Mountain. And that fellow dropped him off way up in the head of one of them hollers. And he said, Brother Claude Willard, I know when to come back and get you. And he said, I don't know. He said, just when the Lord speaks to you, come back to this same holler and pick me up. Paul Neely was up in that mountain. I don't know, 14, 20, 21. It's a long time, amen. And Paul Neely got a hold of God. And everybody that ever talked about it said, Paul was a different man when he come off that mountain for the rest of his life. It didn't just change him today. It didn't just change him for a month. It changed him for the rest of his life. Claude got a hold of God. And he got up on that mountain and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed that he got a hold of God. And God got a hold on him. And I'd like to tell us tonight, amen, I'm not being mean, but I feel like telling you, that's the kind of tenacity that you got to get hold of. You got to say, I need you, God. I got to get a hold on you, Lord. And you got to get serious. It might be an all-night prayer meeting. It might be getting serious. Amen. Enough to fast and get your flesh humbled up. But if you'll do that and you'll get a hold of God, I'll guarantee you this. He said, he that asketh shall receive. Maybe we ain't receiving because we really ain't getting a hold of God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. Help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want you to raise your hand and praise the Lord. Dear.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Holy,
praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Keep on asking.
Yes.
Never take for granted a wonderful privilege of being able to come boldly to the throne of grace.
Right.
I said earlier in the service when I opened up, you know, I hate to bother folks. I really do. I probably aggravate Shuffy more than I do anything, anybody. He can fix about anything, to do about anything. He's been a big help to me. Amen. But you know, and sometimes I don't know if our spirit thinks we're bothering God, but let me tell you something. Don't be nervous or scared or worried that we're going to bother God. Let me tell you something. He's able to take care of my problems,
yeah.
Brother Daniel's problems, Sister Dottie's problems, Sister Alicia's problems, Sister Michelle's problem, Sister Claire's problem. You get the drift. If I had time, I'd call all your names. He's big enough to take care of everybody's problems at the same time. And he tells us, come and ask what you need. Come to me and ask me. I want to move. I want to answer. But God ain't going to do it until we get serious. God ain't going to do it because we haphazardly ask him to do something. You've got to get serious.
Holy God. Holy God. Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Boldly means that when we pray, we can speak freely, amen, persistently, in humility, in perseverance.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah. Remember that little woman come to that judge, and she began to, the Bible used the word importunity. She was persistent, amen. Woo, glory to God. Oh, amen. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You got to get persistent. Amen. I said, you got to get serious. Amen. I read somewhere where a Jewish legend said, this ain't Bible, don't go say about Jason. And I never found that in the Bible. But I read somewhere, amen, a Jewish legend said that that one just had a couple hairs on the top of his head. All of his hairs had fallen out due to the stress of life and the stress of being a judge. And they said that he took particularly, amen, care of them few hairs that he had left on his head. And they said that woman come, amen, with importunity. She came and she said, Judge, will you help me today? And he said, no. She came back the next day. Judge, will you help me today? And he said, no. She came and she came and she came and she came. Days and days and days. And Jewish legend said that finally one day she sold back up. And that judge got so infuriated with this woman that he reached up on the top of his head and he pulled out them hairs that all he had left because he was so frustrated. And he said, yes, ma'am, I'm going to grant your request today because with your much, amen, importunity, you're wearying me. Hey, I come to tell us tonight we are to weary him because he's able. I said he's able. I said he's able to touch and do something about it tonight. Amen.
Yes, Lord. My dad told me years ago, back in the 70s, work got real slow back home. Mingo County's mostly coal mines and logging. That's about all you got to do around there. And my dad worked in the mines, and he went up to the temple. You know, you go up there, and years later, a fella, I'm trying to think of his name, Joe something. But anyway, I knew old Joe. And he told me years later, he said, man, he said, your dad come up here. And my dad told me this for years. You know, I just thought he was just telling me. But years later, that old fella confirmed it. And my dad said, I need a job. Amen. And they said, we ain't got no jobs. Coal mines are slow. We ain't got no work. My dad came the next day. I need a job. Amen. I told you yesterday, Eddie, we ain't got no work. Amen. I don't know how many days my dad, amen, showed up and they told him he didn't have no work. And best I remember, amen, my dad went out there and started working and helping them men. Amen. Having to get the coal in and out of them cars. Amen. Hey! Went out there and worked anyhow. Amen. He was laid off. Didn't have nothing else to do. Say, you know what happened? You know who they hired? When they didn't need a man. The man that's out there working. Amen. God! Amen. Old Joe told me years later. He said, almost fired Eddie one time. I said, why? He said, I couldn't get him to go home. He said he wanted to work 12 and 16 hours a day. And we said, hey, amen, there ain't no more work out there in the yard. And he just kept on working. Hey, I like to tell us here today, we got to be persistent. We got to have opportunity. We got to get serious if we really want God to move, amen.
Yes, Lord. Holy God.
Up for the Holy Ghost tonight. Helping me and helping somebody in this house.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
It touched my heart so well somebody today. I don't know, just little things. Brother Jeffrey Woods, I don't know if y'all remember.
Yeah.
Come here with his little Hispanic wife. Texted me today, he said, Brother Jason, he said, I just checking on y'all. He said, this was a little short text. He said, just texting on y'all, care about you, love you. And he said this, and this is what touched me. He said, I was up praying for you this morning. He said, and I felt God while I was praying for you.
Thank you.
Amen. You know what that means? Amen. When you feel God when you pray, that means you touch heaven. Hallelujah. That means you touch heaven. And we ain't got about shouting off that more. He said, I felt God praying for you. Hey, he's all the way out in Oklahoma at the moment. And I'm in West Virginia. But he touched heaven for Jason. Amen. 1,000 or more miles away. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody, pray till you feel God. Pray until something changes. Pray until God moves. Pray until God turns it on.
himself, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that knocketh shall be opened.
Thank you, Lord.
And he that seeketh will find. The most fatal thing in the Christian life is to become content. Content with no answered prayer.
Yeah.
Content with no Holy Ghost service. Content to come in and have a dry service. And a dry, amen, atmosphere. And that is the greatest danger to this, for this church right here. For us to get content, amen, without living in the full will of God. When we get content living below where God intends us to live, that's dangerous, church. I said it's dangerous when we get content, amen, and we don't have the answer. Oh, Lord, don't let me get there. We need to be like a bulldog. And I've never owned a bulldog, and I never intend to own a bulldog. But they say, amen, that when a bulldog grabs a hold, he won't turn loose. Amen. Woo. I don't have very much animation, but he goes, and he clamps down them jaws, and he clamps down them teeth, and he don't turn loose. Hey, I wish I had a bulldog in the house. I said, I wish I had a bulldog in this house. I wish I had somebody that'll latch hold of this thing like a bulldog. I'm not turning loose until I get my answer. I'm not stopping praying until heaven falls, until the prayer bells of heaven moves and the Holy Ghost touches and thanks
change.
Seek and you shall find it.
Bless
you. Involves asking, but it also adds action.
Yes, Lord.
The idea is not merely to express our need, but to get up and look around for help.
Yes.
Seek. That woman was seeking that lost coin. She didn't sit on the couch and say, I wonder where in the world my quarter is.
Right.
I wonder where in the world my valuable coin is. You can't find it on the couch.
That's right.
She didn't go to bed at night, pump her feet up and say, man, I sure would like to find that lost hidden valuable coin. But no, she put some action to it.
Yeah.
And she got busy. Yeah. Amen. To look for something earnestly, intently. Amen. To continually seek. The idea of this word is a crave. Amen. Oh, amen. To diligently seek. Not a casual, lackadaisical attitude, but serious. Amen. Prayer. Amen. It's not something that you approach lackadaisical. Prayer is not something you just waltz up and say, oh, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul. No, that's not prayer. Amen. But prayer is like the homeless man holding up a sign. Lord, I'm hungry. God, I'm broke and I need help. That's a problem. We ain't seeking him. We're not desperate. We're not humbled. Hey, you gotta get serious.
Yes, Lord.
Raise your hand, ask God to help me. I'm done. Lord, I've done my best. And I feel like I've hit a brick wall.
Holy.
God, I've done my best to tell these people to get serious. Amen. Is there one in the house that'll get serious now? Is there one in the house that'll get serious with you now, God?
Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord.
Prayer's not casual.
Jesus.
But prayer is when you get serious and you go up on Black Mountain. 21 days. And say, God, I'm not coming down until you change me. Woo. Seriousness, Brother Tommy, is when Jacob grabbed a hold of that angel.
Yep.
I believe it was Christ himself.
I do too. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
But it was in an angelic form. But he grabbed a hold of that angel, he thought, And I believe later we find out he got to go to God. And the day began to break, and they wrestled all through the night. The day began to break, the Bible said, and that angel Christ said, "Amen, turn me loose." And Jacob said, "Not just yet." Not just yet. That's the kind of asking. That's the kind of seeking that we gotta have. Amen. He said, "No, you gotta turn me loose. The days are breaking. I gotta go." And he said, "Not until I get my blessing. Not until I get my answer." Amen. Jacob had a hold on God. God could have killed him. God could have done away with him. He could have flicked him and he'd have been gone. But Jacob said, "I'd rather die than to live like I'm living. I'd rather die than to keep on living without the blessing of God. I'd rather die." Amen. And he laid a hold on God and he never turned loose. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel God in this house tonight. Are you going to grab a hold on God and say, "Lord, I'd rather die than to live like this. I'd rather die than to live without the blessing of God." And then finally, the angel Christ saw that Jacob wasn't going to turn loose. And the Bible said he touched the Simon of his thigh.
Right.
Touched the hollow. The Jews won't eat the shank to this day. The Jews won't eat that.
Right. Right.
Because that's sacred. That's where God touched Jacob. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Chandler, Jacob left that place that day with his thigh, with his hip out of socket. He couldn't walk right. But great God in heaven, he was different down here. Amen. He was different. Hey, it changed his life for the rest of it. Who's that coming down that road? Somebody said, "It looks like Jacob, but it don't walk like it." You ever seen somebody come and you tell them by the way they walk? Hey, who's that? Well, it looks like Jacob, but he got a different walk to him. And the rest of his life, his hip was never the same. But thank God, his heart was also never the same. He got a heart change. Amen. That deceiver, that supplanter, that man that was never serious with God was a different man. I said he got serious when he got a hold on God. And I come to tell you tonight, that's what you gotta do. You gotta get a hold of God.
Woo!
Thank you, my
God. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Holy.
Let me give you this and I'm done. You can't expect God to get serious about answering your prayer when you ain't serious.
Jesus.
The Bible said, I'm gonna read it to you, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes, God.
James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And he goes on to say, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This word, effectual fervent, amen, which is the word that gives us our English word, amen, fervent, is where we get our English word, energy.
Yes, sir.
Prayer is hard. Prayer takes energy. Amen. It took energy for Jacob to get a hold of God. It took energy for that woman to sweep the house till she found the coin. It takes energy if your life's going to be changed. He wants us to find him and he wants us to know him. If we're truly serious about getting to know God, the effectual fervent prayer. Amen. What is that? Fervency means I'm putting my heart in this. Paul really came down changed because he put energy in getting a hold of God. I feel like telling us tonight. Amen. Are we going to put energy in it? Are we going to give it all we got? Or are we going to leave it changed?
Oh, God.
Jacob said, here's the day I'm not leaving the same way I showed up.
Yes, Lord.
Bless
the Lord. Stay on this house. I'm done.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's pray one more time. I've already done all I can do.
I did my best, God.
I know I'm preaching these folks. Dozens of times about getting serious.
My Lord.
I know I've preached dozens of times, but it's not about me, Lord. It's about you.
Jesus.
Somehow, some way, would you get somebody serious about you, God? Jacob said, I don't want to be a supplier no more.
Jesus.
He got a hold of you, Lord. Would you let somebody in this house?
My Lord.
Get hold on me.
God, oh God.
Until their life has changed. So they don't hide things anymore. Oh God. Till everything changes. Their life changes, their family changes. Lord, everybody on the job knows it. Everybody know they are changed.
Yes, Lord.
Raise your hand, church, raise your hand. Give me something kind of soft right now, sister. Right here.
Jesus.
Jesus. Maybe a little soft music.
Jesus.
Are you serious?
Jesus.
Are you serious yet?